back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back, Jack and Tom, 1320 WILS, 1019, 1020 now. The clock just twicked over to 1020 on the Jack and Tom Show. We're going to take your calls until 1035. Mike Bellini of the Sports Inferno, followed by Jack Ebling with his call back in from State College, Pennsylvania. Talk about Michigan State and Penn State that we're talking about today. Obviously, Michigan-Ohio State, I should be all geeked up about this game. I should, you know, have chills
up
my spine.
You don't seem geeked up.
I'm not. Not about Michigan-Ohio State. It's just like just part of the whole package today of watching TV at Crawford Indoor Stadium.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I really am. You know, I wish I could say that it's going to be an exciting game and the rivalry is going to be coming back soon and so on and so forth, but I just don't see it at this point. I think the next two or three years, it's still not going to be that competitive of a rivalry.
393-3700 is the number to call out to our phones, and we have Jerry from Lansing. Hello,
good
Jerry.
Good morning there, Crawdad. Good morning, David. You know, Jack Ebling gone. Let's see, three words come to mind. Addition by subtraction.
I'll tell him you said that.
That's mild for me as kind of a drive-by insult.
So. Yeah, he goes from Maui to State College. One side of the world or the other, from warm weather, and actually a pretty good outing for Michigan State basketball. I assume you're pretty pleased, even though they struggle against Chaminade a little bit.
Yeah, listen, those I've never really taken too much of a stock of those tournaments, but there are some areas for legitimate concern, guys. The rebounding is I think, not there yet, near where it should be. Defensively, I think we've got, you know, Tom, when Tom says we've got a long way to go, that covers a lot of ground. About that team, as talented as they are.
Well, and not to mention, you saying you don't take much stock in early season tournaments, I agree with you, and also I don't take much stock in the first 2 months of a Michigan State basketball season. You know that they're going to have some sloppy games. You know that they're not going to play well a lot, and then by January they're going to turn it on, and then they're going to look like a completely different basketball team. This is what they do every single year.
I hope that's true, Dave. Okay, but you know, each season is different. I tell you one thing that is different. I think the what Tom calls distractions, the whole Derek Nix thing, this early in the season is an oddity. I think
they have that every year. There's always an issue.
It's a distraction.
That's what kind of makes them. That makes the program kind of have this resilient part of it. Is that they have a little hiccup? Could be off the court.
Could be on the court.
Well, you know, if nothing else, Gabe, it does give it does get the team's attention. Okay,
yeah.
Games like this, and then they did have a good. It was a tough game to come back and win the other night. I still think I agree with Tom. I think they're struggling with chemistry. I'll tell you one thing. They've discovered Garrick Sherman, and they better start discovering him a little bit more.
I agree.
Quite frankly, he's their most talented.
He can finish.
He can, you know. But actually, in all this talk about Sparty basketball, I'm just all about this moral victory Michigan basketball had. Yes, and we haven't talked about it. They only lost to Syracuse by three. Jerry,
Tom, I'm going to tell you, I had to look at that ticker and that graphic four times.
Had to double check.
I go, what is going on?
To make sure it wasn't the woman's score. Or something, you know. It was,
but you know what the embarrassing part is? I didn't even know it was on.
You know what?
That's how irrelevant Michigan basketball has gotten to me. I mean, it wasn't even, it was on what, ESPN HD?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is
that? No, HD Net it was on.
What does that mean?
HD Net.
You gotta get on the computer?
It's an HD channel.
That's Mark Cuban's channel.
Yeah, it's an HD channel.
Very quick, guys. I know we're under the gun here a little bit. Dave, I'm going to disagree with you about the MSU-Alabama prospect as a matchup. I think in the real world, you're probably right. I think there are a couple of areas where I think there are real opportunities for State. First of all, correct me if I'm wrong, they're probably going to be anywhere from a 12 to 15-point underdog, correct?
Against
Alabama?
I would guess.
Not that much.
I would guess it's going to be 8 or 9.
Okay. All right. Let's round it off at 10, okay? Assuming, let's say State comes up short today, which is a possibility.
It plays well. Don't get blown out, but they're going to Capital One.
I think that's a motivation. I don't think it necessarily hurts recruiting. I do agree with Mark. I think, you know, we're not like the basketball team in that, you know, we're scheduling tough just to kind of see where we're at. But I do think there's an element of that that I don't think you can run away from. And we really kind of passed muster a little bit against Georgia a couple of years ago. That wasn't a great Georgia team, but it was a good one with a lot of NFL talent. And I let's put it this way. If we come up short against an Alabama in a bowl game like that, let's say that we even cover the spread or it's a competitive game, I don't believe in moral victories either, but I do think that goes further than maybe, eking out a we could play a South Carolina team and get blown out.
Yeah, well, look, I'm not disagreeing with you. Keeping it close against Alabama would be a great moral victory. I just don't think they're going to keep it close against Alabama.
Yeah, but real quick before I let you go there, Jerry, the fact that Michigan State needs a bowl victory. They haven't won a bowl game since the Pam Anderson Silicon Valley Bowl out in San Jose, California back in 2001, okay? They're due for a bowl game. They'd be better off just getting a bowl, get that monkey off their back and moving on than trying to get a quality bowl win.
Tom, here's...
I don't agree with you, Tom. I just think a good solid game against Alabama, an Alabama team, win or lose, would give them more currency than beating a lesser team just to get a bowl win.
Tom, here's the deal. And Jerry, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Jerry.
Okay, you and I talk about it a lot. You are remembered by how you finish the season.
Absolutely.
And I think. And this is my whole point, and I think people are missing this point. Yes, I agree with you. If they play Alabama close, absolutely, that's a great deal for Michigan State. But I don't think they're going to play Alabama close. And if I had to choose between playing South Carolina and maybe losing by a field goal and getting absolutely blown out by Alabama, which I think they would that would happen, I would rather have it that way.
Well, you want to end on a good note, and I go back to date myself. Well, not 20 years ago, 1990. Mm-hmm. Last year, Michigan State won a Big Ten title. Michigan had a 3-3 season at one point. They lost 2 one-pointers to Michigan State and Iowa, and then they ran the table. They ended up 9-3. They blew out Ole Miss in the Gator Bowl. Desmond Howard had a really big game, okay? Now, was that a huge quality win? No, but they blew them out, and they ended on a good note. They ended up ranked 7th in the country. Yep. Their offensive line was the MVP of the game. Ending on a good – it's like George Costanza said, you got to go out on top.
Look at 98-99 Michigan. They start out the year 0-2. They got blown out by Notre Dame and Syracuse, okay? They win a bunch of games. Then they get blown out by Ohio State. But they beat Arkansas in the Citrus Bowl.
Right.
The next year, they're a top-5 team, even though they didn't have a particularly good year. It's how you are remembered. Michigan State could go 11-1 and then lose by 30 to Alabama. And all people are going to remember is that they lost by 30 to Alabama in a non-BCS bowl.
That's because they haven't got that under Mark D'Antonio. They haven't got the bowl win. You got to get that bowl win
off your back. And I'm just saying, because I think I agree with people that, the only way to shut up the SEC and the SEC writers and stuff is to beat SEC teams. Well, guess what? If you lose to Alabama by 30 points or whatever, guess how much more people do not respect the Big Ten?
But when you do nail that one,
they're not going to.
It's like when Michigan beat Florida.
Oh, absolutely.
After the App State, that was after the App State season,
yep.
They got beat by Ohio State.
And then they brought it against Florida, and that was a big
win.
But I don't see that happening against Alabama. See, Michigan that year was a good team that played poorly all the way up until that Florida game. This year, I think Michigan State is a good team playing up to about where they should be playing standards-wise. And I think Alabama is a great team that's playing at lower standards right now.
Yeah, and plus the matchups. I mean, they're playing. I mean, Auburn. I mean, my God, they should have beaten Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
They could have taken that sucker to 28-0.
And look,
would have should have again.
Randy pointed out that South Carolina, who I don't think is a very good team, beat Alabama. That's a very good point. But then, are we going to say Kentucky's a great team because they beat South Carolina, who beat Alabama? Upsets happen.
The transitive
property.
Not as
good teams beat great teams. That's what happens. It happens in every sport. And I think it's happened a couple of times this year to Alabama when they haven't brought it. But that doesn't mean they're not a great team. It means on certain days, they forget to bring it.
Well, we got some opinions. We're going to have another strong opinion coming up at 10:35 from Mike Valeni, co-host of the Sports Inferno with Terry Foster. He's going to be on the show. And then Jack Ebling will be rejoining us at 10:50 for a prediction time of what's going to transpire today in college football, specifically Michigan State at Penn State and Michigan, Ohio State down in Columbus, Ohio. Those games both take place at noon today. One on ABC, Michigan, Ohio State. ESPN has got Michigan State, Penn State. Stay with us on the Jack and Tom Show at 1320 WILS.